Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Cooperative Trust James Marshall talking about taking 2016 Crash the GAC applications right now. Hey, big announcement for you guys. You guys are accepting applicants for the 2016 Crash the GAC. So it's very exciting. I can't believe we're talking about this already, but it's going to be here before you know it. So tell me about this. I mean, give me a quick overview of what you guys, what's going on here.
Well, it just seems like yesterday that we left DC. So to be opening already, especially we opened applications on September 1st. Today, for some people's reference, is September 4th. So if any- It's just come. We're looking at taking 52 this year, so we're looking at taking somebody from every state, like we did last year, plus DC, plus a wild card. We're going to throw one in there because we feel that kind of last year we had some great applicants and we had some great people. But the sad thing is we have to turn people down because we, you know, we don't have enough space and we were taking someone from every state. And so, well, maybe there is someone else that's deserving, so let's take them too. So we're taking that wild card this year and we're taking 52. And plus, considering we room everybody up, it's kind of great because 52 divides by 2 a lot better than 51 does. So
exactly right there. You're exactly right. And so, I mean, yeah, I mean, so who are you looking for? I mean, it's amazing. Just a few, I mean, what was it? Just last year you had your most applicants or the year before, and now it's like, wow, you know, now we're taking the best of the best, I guess. You know, it's kind of a good problem to have, I guess.
Yeah, so we've had the most applicants the last 2 years. So the last year we had the most we've ever had. The year before that was the most we'd ever had up until that point. So we're hoping this year that we can increase that again. We had over 300 applicants last year for 51 spots. So it was tough. I tell you what, the hardest part of my job is sending that no email to people to say that's gonna come. You know, it's really tough and it's really hard because we wish we could take everybody. Right. So unfortunately we can't, but we're certainly doing something. So who are we looking for? So as I said, we're looking for somebody from every state and DC. And we target 35-ish and under, but you know, that ish is a very strong ish. If you're 37, please don't run away. But the thing that's kind of just sad about it sometimes, and we've talked about this a lot, Mike, is that 35 is still young in our industry.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and so, but we're taking any applicants, you know, 35-ish and under, who work in the credit union system, please apply. We want you to come to DC. We want to see what the wider credit union system is all about, and really what advocating and going to speak to your legislators is all about, and why it's important to credit unions. So if that's something that interests you, please come along, please apply.
Yeah, yeah.
We'd love to have you. So
what is required? I mean, you mentioned the age. Are there any other requirements other than being under or around the age of 35 and then being in the credit union industry? And what is there anything else that you guys are looking for in applications?
We just want people to be passionate. You know, one of the things that I always look for when we look at applications is people who are passionate about credit unions and passionate about their job and career. And I think part of what I tend to look for is, and this is personal, we have a panel of selectors, so it's not just me. Mm-hmm. So anyone looking to send me an email or send me some cookies, it's not just me. But you can still send the cookies. You know, we're looking for, well, for me anyway, personally, one of the things I look for is what you're going to do when you go back to your credit union. Right? Tell me why this would be important to you when you go back to your credit union or your organization. What are you going to do with the information that you learn? Right? It's all well and good coming to these things and seeing people and shaking hands and, you know, enjoying the social events and everything else, but unless you're really going to do something with it, you know, it's, what's the point? So what I really want to know is, how is this going to affect your membership and how is it going to affect you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want some folks that are going to actually be active or take some action on what they learned and what they took in at the show, right?
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, to kind of to that point, Mike, what we've done actually last year and we're doing again this year, we ran a competition after Crash the GAC, and we actually asked our crashers to submit to us what they have done, what they have achieved based on what they learned at GAC. Mm-hmm. And we selected three last year, we've selected three this year. And we're actually taking them to CUNA's Community Credit Union and Growth Conference to present on what they've actually achieved. So if you want to kind of a quick plug for that, people that look to sign up for that conference, that's going to be in Phoenix later this year.
Okay, you can
come and see what the crashers have actually done. And you know, all those people saying, hey, what's the point of this? You can come and see, come and listen for yourselves and hear the impact they're having in their credit unions.
Mm-hmm. And impact on younger folks too, because we want to keep the industry you know, young, because you, it's almost kind of like a member succession plan, because, I mean, obviously the average age of a credit union member these days is 48, 49, pushing 50. So we want to get that age down to keep the industry with some new members coming in, so it keeps the longevity going.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, and the thing is, you can't get those younger members without that younger leadership and exactly. younger insight, right? So that's one of the things we're trying to create. Yep. And we just came off the back of a really successful trip in Denver for the World Credit Union Conference, the America's Credit Union Conference, with World Council of Credit Unions and Credit Union National Association. And we had a group there who, we had 10, and each, they were split into three groups, and they've actually built business plans of what they think the credit union of the future looks like. And we're working with Fiserv to try and disseminate that and see what they can do to help build that. So gotcha. We're actually doing stuff, and there's actually impact being made in the credit union system based on the work these guys are doing. So we're hoping to have that kind of impact again at GAC around advocacy and take things forward from there.
Very cool. And what do the applicants, the accepted applicants, get to do? Obviously, they get into the show and they get to walk the floor at the exhibit hall, and they get to watch all the great speakers and stuff. What are some of the more really cool, fun things they get to do?
Yeah, well, I want to kind of step back and just say about before they even get there, obviously there's the application process they have to go through, and we've changed that up this year. So what we traditionally have done is ask for almost essay after essay, right? We ask for kind of 4 to 5 different essays within the application process, mm-hmm. and we scrapped all of that this year. And we're just asking for a short 60-second video.
Oh, nice.
And submit to say to us why you want to come to GAC and why you think you should be chosen. And yeah. So we're just asking people to take that on their iPhone, on their Samsung phone, whatever yeah. apps yeah. they have, and just upload that to YouTube and send that to us through the application form.
Love it.
So before they even get there, we'll kind of get a feel for who they are. And then once they get there, like you said, they'll get to everything a normal conference attendee does. Go see the speakers, walk the exhibit floor, network, meet all those people. But what we try and do is give them something a little bit extra.
Yeah.
So we build in a whole separate schedule just specifically for them. And mm-hmm. We're starting Saturday evening and running through Thursday afternoon.
Wow, that's a long week.
I think last year I had about 13 hours sleep.
I remember that.
So it was long. I remember running up to you in the exhibit hall to sit down and talk to you there. So it's a long week, and through that we'll have extra sessions. So last year, my numbers might be a bit off because I haven't looked at it, because we're planning something slightly different for this year. But last year, I think we had 36 additional speakers uniquely for the Crashers group. And it wasn't just about coming in and speaking, because like we've all been in some rooms where there's been a speaker and sometimes it can be a little dry. I think we've all been there. I think everyone in this is sometimes a little dry. And so we didn't want that experience for the group. So what we actually did is each session, our larger group of around 50 was split into 4 smaller groups. And each small group got to sit at a round table with one of the guest speakers every time and have I was going to say 1-on-1, but it was probably closer to 13-on-1.
Yeah, that's all right.
One direct conversation with these industry leaders and actually take real insights away. And ask them questions directly, think opportunities they wouldn't normally have.
Mm-hmm.
So they get to do that. And they get to engage heavily with their league and association so that they learn about advocacy, and they get to hike the hill with their league, their association, and other senior executives from their state,
which is really fantastic.
It's a really cool thing, right, to go up there and go to Congress and meet their legislators. And it's just a really fantastic thing. And to hear how supportive a lot of those guys are of credit unions, that's really big for this next generation of leaders coming through to see how actually politicians love what we do as well. So, and I think that's been proven recently by a lot of the bills that have gone through in terms of, you know, the whole don't tax my credit union thing. You know, Congress backed it and we won that. I think that was in 2013 that got kind of upheld. And so it's great. So it's great for these young leaders to go in and see the changes being made right there at the center. And, you know, the team at CUNA led by Ryan Donovan is doing a great job of leading the advocacy effort. And it's great for our young leaders to engage with people like Ryan. He's a big supporter of the program, and he always comes in on the Monday morning and speaks to the group, and he hangs around with us during the week and always asks questions. And yeah, it's great to have these people around and for our crashers to learn from them.
Yeah, he's a good dude. And it's also really cool for them to get immersed in kind of the, I want to say the decision-making process, but to hike the hill and see what's going on and how credit unions are playing such a significant part and how they can play a significant part in these decision-making processes. I mean, that's got to be a huge incentive as well.
It's absolutely massive, you know, and every voice helps. And I think that's what they don't realize until they go to DC. Right, every single voice helps when we're talking about credit union advocacy.
Yep.
And so taking these guys up there, and that realization, that epiphany of, wow, what I have to say does matter, and the system works, right? Mm-hmm. The system works. And and to get to have those conversations with politicians, legislators, with the advocacy people in the industry, and actually listen to what CEOs have to say, credit union CEOs and execs have to say about these big credit union issues. It's fantastic. It's a really great experience for everybody. So to get to experience that with their credit union leagues is fantastic. We always go to the Credit Union Foundation Her Work and Reward reception. So we don't go to the dinner. We don't want to crash that party, but we do go to the reception and we get a little bit dressed up and join in there, which is a lot of fun. And obviously there's some, to be around those Work and winners is, those Work and Reward winners is just fantastic. So that's another thing they get to do. And then obviously we have Thunder Punch.
Of course.
So I'm not much about that right now. I'll kind of hold off on that, but
okay.
Some of you out there that know about it, look forward to it again next year. And for those that don't, look forward to it next year.
You got it. All right. So, I mean, final question here, James, how do you see this event benefiting these applicants' careers? I mean, it's gotta be just phenomenal, a phenomenal boost in their, obviously on their resume, but just seeing, again, seeing the action and being a part of it, it's just gotta be phenomenal for their career.
For sure. What I want to do, Mike, I want to give you a few statistics, and it's a lot about their careers, but it's also the impact that we're having on the credit union system as a whole as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, we kind of got six things that we talk about when we talk about building this program, and that's developing young credit union advocates, that's creating affinity for credit unions among young adults, increasing the retention rate of young leaders in credit unions, increasing the appreciation for credit unions, advocating for credit unions on a political level, and exposing these young leaders to new ideas and being able to create impact in their home states. So that's kind of our three measures of success and impact for the CRASH program.
Nice.
And I can tell you that over the last 2 years, 2014-2015, 100% of the CRASHers agree that their experience has provided them with information that will help them communicate the credit union message to others. 100%.
No doubt.
It's fantastic.
No doubt.
97% of those agree that CRASH the JC has inspired them to learn more about credit unions, right, out of those last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's creating affinity for credit unions, right? And retention rate, so 98% of those CRASHers over the last 2 years agree that the experience grew their interest in furthering their career within credit unions. Increasing appreciation for credit unions, 96% of those CRASHers have agreed the experience gave them a greater appreciation for what credit unions are doing for their members and their communities. Mm-hmm. Right, so we're hitting kind of all the marks so far.
Yeah, no doubt.
Advocating for credit unions politically, you know, 99% of those have said the experience helped them to learn more about how they can go and advocate for credit unions in the future. And then finally, another 99% said that they learned new ideas they could take back and implement at their own credit union. So these are the things that we're going out and trying to achieve. And over the last 2 years, I think we have achieved them so far. And we're hoping to continue that again this year.
Nice. And one thing that I was thinking about while you were talking about those stats, James, is that there's been many studies about millennials wanting to be a part of something bigger, you know, rather than, you know, it's nice to get a good salary and be satisfied in your job, but it's also what they're attracted to is being a part of a movement, being part of something that's bigger and being a part of that. Is that what you're finding too?
Yeah, we're certainly finding that. And with the experience and the statistics that we're kind of pulling out here is that's what we're seeing. You know, it's not just about the 9-to-5. You know, some of the research that we pulled recently, I think it was USA Now, and we published a report around through Filene about young adults and financial services, showed that young adults would rather take a job doing $40,000 a year doing something they love than doing a job for $100,000 a year doing something they don't really care about.
Yeah, that's such a huge stat. I love that. I mean, it's right. It's, you know, it's quality of life, you know? I mean, who wants to be, it doesn't matter how much you're getting paid. If you're in a job that you hate, I mean, it's just torture.
So. Right, what's the point? And so, you know, part of it I find really interesting, and I'm kind of veering off on a tangent here, but the graduating class of 2014 came out of school in $33,000 worth of debt on average.
Whoa.
So to then think that they're still happy to take a job for only $40,000 a year doing something they love, it's important to them.
Yep.
Right? And so I think that's kind of really interesting contrast in those two statistics. And I think what we're doing with GAC and those stats, you can go view those stats on our website, which is www.crashthegac.com.
Got it.
You can also go there to apply. Don't forget that. Go to apply at that website address. Again, it's www.crashthegac.com.
Got it.
But you can see all those statistics there. You can see all the testimonials from previous crashes up there as well, and really see the impact that this program's having on them as individuals, but also, you know, the wider credit union system. We're talking about like growing new advocates for credit unions. That's only good for the system. Increasing retention rate of young leaders, that's only good for the system. And so, yes, it's great for them personally, but it's good for wider credit unions. And so those statistics, I think, really you know, the proof's in the pudding, so to speak, with those numbers. And so we're really happy that we can share those with you.
Indeed, indeed. And so, I mean, to wrap up here, James, what's the application, not the process, but the dates? It opens September 1st and it ends when?
Halloween, October 31st is when we're closing applications. Okay. And so it's a short window this year. It's only 2 months. So please don't, for those out there looking to apply, don't hold on, go out and do it.
Yep.
It'll be here before you know it. And it's just a 60-second video this year. You know, it's not 5 essays, so it's not going to take too much of your time.
Yeah.
Head out, apply, get those in by October 31st, and then we'll be looking to notify applicants around the first week of December, if not before.
Okay, so we have plenty of time to plan. Got it.
Right.
Very cool, James. Well, congratulations again on, sounds like another successful run here, and we look forward to seeing you there. And we'll probably talk to you again before the show, so we can get an update and what's going to happen and stuff with the current crop of crashers. So always exciting, and it's always exciting to see you guys there too, because you guys have so much energy. You just can't help but smile and be happy for you guys and walk up and start a conversation. It's really a lot of fun.
That's great, and I would encourage everyone that's there to do that. Just come and find us, come and seek us out. We're there, and we'd love to have a conversation with you.
Awesome, awesome. Great stuff. All right, James, cool deal, man. Thanks again for the time. Appreciate it, and we'll put all the information in the show notes, too, so people can get to you and get their applications in.